Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into a Wednesday edition of Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey.
Guys, ready for winter to be over?
Winter's not even here.
Boy, it has been for the last week, it feels like. Look at Mac. He's got his lumberjack jacket on right over there.
Lumberjack jacket.
Yeah, I do like it a lot.
Very comfy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Yeah, because you wake up in the morning and you just get whipped in the face with water and wind.
Uh-huh. It was awful,
it's
man.
Awful. Last night, too, taking the dogs out. I'm like, come on, hurry up.
You know, it's interesting. The weather.
Can you guys talk sports?
Yeah, please talk sports. But with my dog, like, she hates the rain usually, right? You know how the dogs are with the rain. This storm, she wanted to go out every 2 minutes. Now, there was no thunder. There was no lightning. And I think that really does have a huge impact.
It does for my dog,
you know,
too.
I think that's what it was because we're like, oh, it's raining. She'll never go out. But every 5 minutes, she's at the door wanting to go out. Now, it wasn't peeing. Because she'd get out there and, you know, prance around on the dirt and go, ugh.
Did she think it was raining cats and dogs?
She did, yeah. She was looking for friends.
Yeah, because my buddy's little beagle, little Ruby, she'll sit out on the patio underneath the overhang and just stare out there. And we have a theory. Now, this is a garage theory.
Sure.
That when it rains, all the smells are amplified.
Yeah.
So they can kind of get out there. Oh, they can kind of get the idea of, like, everything that's going on. I don't know if that theory's true.
Yeah.
A lot of...
I'll work with that.
Exhales going on in there, but like she just will sit out there stoic and just, and we'll be like, Rube, get inside.
Don't you like the smell though?
Absolutely. Right. I love that. My favorite is the smell of rain before the rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. That is a good smell. Yeah,
and I'm still trying to listen to John Fogerty because he says, have you ever seen the rain?
Have you ever
seen the rain?
And then I don't know what he says in the next one.
Coming down on a sunny day.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
oh,
I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. You know, it's like, don't bring me down. You know, like you think you know what they're saying in that song, but you really don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, like revved up
song.
Like a deuce.
Yeah, right. Exactly. A deuce. But no, I think it is. I think it's coming down on a sunny day. Oh, was it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a Bruce. It's on, I believe it's on Greetings from Asbury Park.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go back and listen to that. I had no idea that was one. Then learn something new every day. Is it right, Bob?
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, good. That's what I always thought it was, you know, but I never knew.
Do you think Brian Kelly was listening to CCR before he got, he's like, we're going to be tying and mining down here, boys. Like,
yeah.
When did you turn into Fogerty, man? He's got more wins than you do.
Brian Kelly, is there a person like everybody just does not like universally like this guy right now?
He's
right
up there. Yeah, he's a top five, Richard.
He really is. Yeah. I mean, this guy's a jerk. And some of the stories that are coming out about him, one former player said, yeah, he liked me until I got hurt and then wouldn't speak to me.
Wow.
I mean, like just a total jerk, man. Just like a total douche.
He's like Bud Kilmer.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, but that's a movie. That's a character. That's fake. But Brian Kelly's that real guy. I mean, people forget the stuff that took place at Notre Dame, and all of that is starting to resurface, you know, again, where he had that, you know, that student up in the tower videotaping and ended up losing his life, and then he punched a coach on the sidelines at Notre Dame, then he faked an accent at LSU.
This past weekend, you saw the sideline interaction with his quarterback. Yep. Like, he literally mouths, "Don't walk away from me. You're impossible. Or you're impossible to coach. Get the, like, F out of here." Like, you can't do that.
No.
Like, you're getting your ass kicked by a team that's, well, one of the top teams in the country in your house. Your own stadium is saying, fire you, and yet you're looking like a clown talking to your quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happens when adversity hits. You're pointing fingers. You're calling everyone else.
That's why I worry about, and I know this is a really wild conversation, but that's why I worry about Brian Daboll.
Yeah. Yep.
Every single week there's this, because, hey, we were out here bitching and moaning about Travis Kelce, getting mad earlier on the season. Now, I was very pleased watching how he handled this last week, how he just walked down to the 20, walked back. Some people will say he was, but in reality, like, hey, man, we had Klingon yesterday.
Yeah.
How many times in your guys' life, and I'm sure being married and engaged and having kids, where something goes awry and you just go, all right.
We usually 10, like a sourdough.
9, yeah, 8, 7, 6. Yeah. Like, that's what, when you see that happen, it's like, I'm misquoting the quote by Martin Luther King Jr., but it's like, don't judge a man's character when things are going well. Judge a man's character when things are going, you know, rough.
Right.
Now, it's not that, you know, Lee Summit, UCM education speech, but like, it's much more poetic than that. But that is true. And like, we would always see that in the restaurant, like when people would get like double sad at 7 o'clock and it's like, I need 4 waters, 8 cups. And it's like, hey, calm down. And I'll be fair, I was that guy every once in a while.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, somebody would check my ass, but hey, in 10 minutes, you'll be standing here wanting another table.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. And Daboll's the same way. Like, you watch him coach and you're like, hey, man, you're the leader. Like, your composure reflects everybody else. You know, we have a boss that has, like, really good composure. Like, never is mad, never is sad. You wouldn't even know if Speck's dog died when he came in here. And, like, that's good to work with somebody like that instead of somebody like you've had before where they open the door like, the hell are you guys doing?
You're yeah.
Like, dude, it's 8:30,
it wasn't even opening the door. It was rapping on the glass and giving me the come here signal through the glass.
Doing the Mahomes?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And this was like 2010, 2011, so well before Mahomes. But you're making the case why Andy Reid is the greatest, why Ned Yost was fantastic, why Q is a great manager as well.
And then when they do get mad, you listen you're like, this is an obscurity. This is different. Like, something's gone wrong.
It's funny that we sit here and a lot of times, you know, the sports fans will say, somebody's got to get mad. Somebody's got to get angry.
At times,
right? And then they do, and then everybody's like, that guy's got to calm down a little bit, man. You can't act like that on the
street. Yeah, exactly.
You know, like right, yes. right? Like, that's it happens toxic. All the time. You can't be doing that. I mean, like, people ripping Travis Kelce the other night for going out there and, you know, blowing off a little steam on the sidelines. But you talk to Josh, man, that happens almost every play. There's somebody down there blowing off steam on the sidelines. It is a physical, emotional game. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I was kind of thinking about it, you know, like driving in about like what football really is. I mean, essentially it's kids playing a game and we're all paying big money to watch these guys go out there. But it's so much more than that, right? It's so much more on a higher level. Jobs are on the line every play, every day, every minute. Money's on the line. Wins are on the line. Like, it is intense down there. And sometimes you are going to blow off a little steam on the sidelines, and that's okay. But for your leader, as Dusty was talking about, you don't want Brian Daboll. Did you see the meme yesterday where he's beating up the ref and all that kind of stuff, which is really funny? Yeah. Obviously, AI and fake. But
what was the number you got fined for going into the tent?
$200,000, I thought, or something like that. I thought it was a big number. And
it was him and Scataboo.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Scataboo's like, dude, my leg's broke. All right, you still have to pay the money. Like, imagine Goodell, like, you're laying in your hospital bed, you got a cheesesteak and a pizza. Big Dom's came in, you're like, life's good. And then Goodell's like, you got that money for the fine?
And
like,
Big Dom closes the door and goes, I got this, but here's what's going to happen. You got the pizza, you got the cheesesteaks, you got the 200 grand. You're never scoring against the Eagles again. Do you understand me?
Goodell walks in, he's like, everything's fine.
Yep.
It's been taken care of. Why are you so disheveled? It's fine.
Why is Big Dom in the room with the Giants? I mean, but no.
Why is there a Super Bowl imprint on your forehead, Roger? Coming out of the bathroom like Ace Ventura.
But honestly, though, you got to be calm. You do. As the leader, you've got to be calm. Sure. You got to be cool. You got to be collected. And Brian Kelly just wasn't that. And you have to know how to manage people. I mean,
family.
People, you know, it goes back to the
makes you worry for his wife.
Oh, my God. He was eating dinner by himself the other day, which was outstanding in some restaurant. Oh, it was lunch in Baton Rouge. Yeah, and somebody got a picture of it. I mean, like.
The quote was the best.
I've seen
this man
so many.
Looked at his bank account and said, I'll take the large queso without even thinking about it. I'm like, that's us at Cactus on a Friday when we get paid. Large. Yes.
Yes. Ryan, bring the large queso. I'll take Fresca. Yeah, the big one. But I mean, that it's so funny. Like, he's by himself, and I'm sure nobody wants to be with that guy. He's going to have a very hard time finding jobs. And I've always said this because there's been people in our industry that have gotten fired, and on their way up, they were a jerk to everybody. And then you see them get fired, right?
Yeah, that guy said that Mahomes and Kelsey were fat.
Fat, right. Yeah, that guy who said Mahomes was out of shape this year. Remember those comments, right? And then you get, you know, let go, and then you're on your way down, and there's nobody there to catch you because you weren't nice to anybody on your way up, right? And that's Brian Kelly in a nutshell. Like, who's his ally right now? Who's going to come defend that guy? Because the minute he was fired, guys, this is how you know somebody's a jerk. Mm. The minute that guy was fired, all of the stuff started to come out. Like, immediately. There was no waiting for anything. The floodgates opened, and it was on.
Talking about Bob Sutton?
Yes, I am.
That was the same situation.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you know, Bob, he's our guy, defense coordinator. After the season's over, Bob Sutton's fired. You know, he didn't do adjustments, wasn't really nice to players, kind of a jerk. You're like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, but you have to be a good human being. And Brian Kelly, clearly, I mean, you're watching the performance right now. It just didn't work that way. So I don't feel sorry for that guy one iota, man. I really don't. And quite honestly, I hope he doesn't get another job. I wouldn't hire him to coach my little league team right now because I don't think he's good with people. You need somebody that's good with people. You need somebody that understands that we're kind of, you know, as Dayton used to talk about, we're raising men here. We're not, you know, just raising football players.
And I'm glad you said
here.
That to give an example of exactly what we're talking about with Brian Kelly that can hit home not too long ago to know how good you have it now, Matheny.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Every game was win or lose. You play 162 and he never realized it.
Right.
Guy makes an error in the second inning. What the hell?
Right.
Like, dude, seven more May. Innings, dude. Yeah.
it's
spring training.
Yeah, don't worry about that kind of stuff. But that's the way you have to be. You know, you're raising men and you want those guys to walk out of your program being good human beings. And if you're not embracing them and you know, being that true leader and being that mentor and being that coach, what are we really doing here? And I saw so many quotes about Brian Kelly yesterday that said all he cared about was money. All he cared about was the money.
And his family.
Yeah, family. Ooh. His family. But all he cared about was the money in all of this. And that's just no way to operate when you're trying to run a football program. And LSU, they're talking about Dan Mullen being the leading candidate now to get that job at LSU.
I've got theories.
But they need somebody to come in that's going to mend the community, man, and bring everybody back together. And that's what you need.
So we talk about it all the time, and I know we got about a minute to go here because, Mac, you're an SEC guy. Shout out to the Vols. I had a couple of Mizzou buddies call me last night, and they are in panic mode.
Yeah.
They think Drink is gone.
They do. I know. It's crazy.
Florida or Penn State?
Florida.
Okay. Florida. Florida's
so
the one.
I've thought of a triangle, because how much do we love the drama in the NBA in the offseason?
That's
how much
the
do we
best.
Love all the drama outside of what gets played on the gridiron or the court or the field or the pitch, whatever?
As soon as the game's over, we're talking trade rumors. We're talking, right? You know, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, we love it.
How about if this happens? Because this is, and text line 913-586-7965 for those of you in the 816 that are Mizzou fans, or maybe you're in the 913 and you're a Mizzou fan. What if this happens? What if Drink goes to Florida? Because take your tiger stripes off your heart and don't let your bias bleed. What's the better job?
It's Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida.
So
I think, but I said it's Florida.
Not in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mizzou's on the come, guys. Like, the
overall,
whole,
why are they on the come?
Drink.
Because he can recruit. You get down to that Florida pipeline, dude, and he can do that. Plus, he's going to take half his team in Missouri and go to Florida. Here's the other thing. Okay, Missouri. Shoot, what do we do? James Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Home run hire for a Missouri school, in my opinion. And then you look at the LSU job. Well, who goes there? Well, let's really start a fire in the SEC and let Lane Kiffin go to LSU.
Oh, yeah, that would be
and
outstanding,
watch
right?
Ole Miss just absolutely have a lynch mob outside his house. But how great is that drama, and how much does that build something that Dion got you back into because of the drama, because of the entertainment? You start that little triangle of a trade. Franklin goes to Mizzou, Drink goes to Florida, and Lane goes to LSU.
See, I would have said one step further. I would, if I'm LSU, I'm calling Saban. I'm bringing him back to mend the family.
Oh, wow.
But
he likes what he's doing right
now. I know
now
he does, and he's really good at it. You're 100% right. Like I would make
the
call.
Just saw Bill Belichick come back. I don't think he wants to.
No, he doesn't. But I would still make the call. I mean, he did win a national championship. there. I'd call Ed Orgeron. I think this is a hire.
Yes.
This is a hire that needs to be made to mend fences, to bring everybody together to say, hey, we are family after this guy left. Because that was the quote that the athletic director gave at the end of the press release for LSU and for Brian Kelly was, we've got to find somebody who understands our culture, who understands kind of our family, who understands who we are. And that's important in college. And they need that great uniter to kind of come in and unite things there at LSU. And Drink, if Drink goes to Florida and LSU ends up getting, you know, Lane Kiffin and James Franklin goes to Missouri, I think of all three of those things, Missouri fans would be the most disappointed at all of that, I would imagine. Because James Franklin, while a great name and he's done good things, do Missouri fans get excited about James Franklin?
Yeah, because he is Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But he can't win that big one now. And he's got that. Drink. I know. But James has that over his head more than Drink does, I think, coming into this thing, right? I don't know. Does James Franklin move the needle for Missouri fans? You have more
would.
You think so?
I think
okay.
so. I think so.
He's a top 10 college football coach.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes a change is necessary.
Exactly.
You know,
yep.
at
and it's a quick
places.
Change. It's like Andy from Philly to Kansas City. Yeah. What can you bring over?
Have you ever seen that act quick change at a basketball game where they put up the curtain and they change their outfit and they put it down in 2 seconds?
Wow.
Do a video search of quick change. It is the best. It is outstanding.
That's cool.
Your face lit up. That's just, go look this thing up. Yeah. You will love it. Yes.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.